The Bible reveals the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture references as they're given and to accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. This is Bible Call Tape number 26A, entitled, Are All Believers Saved? Numerous examples are recorded in the Bible of those who believed and yet were unsaved. James, in illustrating the necessity of obedient belief, wrote, You believe that God is one, you do well. The demons also believe and shudder or tremble. James chapter 2, verse 19. On the day of Pentecost, as recorded in the second chapter of the book of Acts, there were 3,000 people who became believers as the word of God was spoken. But they were yet unsaved because they asked, What shall we do? Peter answered, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Saul of Tarsus became a believer when the light came on the road to Damascus, but he was unsaved. This believer asked, Lord, what shall I do? Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Jesus told him to arise and to go into the city, and there it will be told thee what thou must do. Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 6. The Lord sent Ananias to tell him, Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Verse 16. He was forgiven of his sins, or had his sins washed away, when his belief became obedient, living belief. John mentioned some of the Jews who believed in Jesus, but they would not confess him. John chapter 12, verse 42. These people believed in him, but they did not have forgiveness of sin because they did not have living belief. Jesus said, The person who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but the person who does not believe shall be condemned. Mark 16, 16. And Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. But when they believed Philip's preaching the good news about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. And even Simon himself believed, and after being baptized, he continued on with Philip. Acts chapter 8, verses 5 through 13. A man going home to Ethiopia was joined by Philip, who preached unto him Jesus. Acts chapter 8, verse 35. And this resulted in the man's asking, What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If you believe with all your heart, you may. And he said he believed. And he went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and Philip baptized him. And the Bible says, And this man went on his way rejoicing. Acts 8, 35 through 39. The Apostle John wrote, But as many as did receive him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to those who believe on his name. John 1, 12. And so the believer has the power to become the child of God. Jesus has made salvation possible, and he gives to all those who believe in him the authority or the power to become children of God. If we believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and we act upon that belief, then we have living, saving faith. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. What kind of faith do you have? Is yours a dead faith? James says that that dead faith won't save anybody. He says that the devils have faith, the devils believe, but they're not saved. Saving faith is obedient faith. It is living, active faith. What kind do you have?
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.